Oh, what are two of the biggest cities in Missouri?
Well, Kansas City, I guess. I don't know whether St. Louis, I don't think St. Louis is a very big city. Is it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good size.
Is it?
And a big city in Michigan?
Well, Detroit.
And a big city in Ohio?
Cleveland.
Any others?
I guess I'd know about here, but Ohio. Where's Des Moines at?
Iowa.
Iowa?
Iowa. Mm-hmm.
Des Moines. My son was there last week, Des Moines.
Oh, that's up near Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
It gets cold in the winter.
Well, he said he always has to go to New York in the coldest part of winter.
I don't know, maybe it's better that way.
Yeah.
If you want to change in something, let's say you go out to eat and you want to change in the menu, let's say you don't want peas but you want spinach, what would you ask the waitress?
Well, I'd ask her if I couldn't have peas instead of spinach.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest church group around here? What denomination?
Well, I really think that the Catholics are probably the biggest church. I'm not sure.
Is that right? Right in this area?
Oh, not in this community, no. Baptists. I believe they're mostly Baptists out here in the rural community. I belong to Christian Church.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly growing.
First Christian Church, yes.
Is that the Church of Christ?
No. That's First Christian Church.
Uh-huh.
No, not the Church of Christ.
I asked a man his religion was, what denomination.
You say he's a Camelot?
No.
Some people say it calls the Christian Church Camelites.
Uh-huh. Well, he said he didn't belong to a denomination. He belonged to the church. He belonged to the Church of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
As though the rest of us are all heretics.
Yeah, I know. That's it. That's what my son-in-law thinks. He's a Catholic. And I don't know what he thinks will become of us.
You've heard the old story about the man that died and went to heaven? St. Peter was taking him along. He didn't belong to any particular church. He said, you can just take your choice. And the man wanted to know what they were, so they went along. He said, well, over there we have the Baptists. There was a green meadow with all these people out there in white robes. They went on a ways. He said, over there we have the Lutherans. And there were people dressed fairly severely, but they were enjoying themselves. And they came to a big high wall. He said, they tiptoed along beside this wall. They went to the other side. They were the Episcopalians over there. They went on down the line, turned around, came back, and he was pointing them out. They came to this high wall again. He said, shh. They just tiptoed along and got to the other side, and then they talked again. The man said, well, now, I've pretty well made up my mind, but why did you tell me to be quiet when we went past that wall? He said, well, the Catholics are on the other side, and they think they're the only ones up here, and we don't want to tell them any different.
No, that's what he. Yeah, I never saw any devout Catholics. You see, he married my daughter, and she never did become a Catholic. And all of her children belong to Christian Church. She belongs to Christian Church. She's an Eastern Star, and they're Rainbow Girls and so forth. And he feels like he's living in adultery, I suppose. I really think he feels that way. I think he's just serious human being. But they get along very well. They have a nice family.
That's good. That's a fine thing nowadays, I think.
I think if I loved a man well enough to marry him, I might have gone over with him.
Yeah.
He would never go on, but that's the trouble. They will never go over.
They don't join another church.
They just will not. Now, he